All right, Anthony Masterson sitting here with PNAT shortstop Danny Espinosa. And Danny, you recently took part in the All-Star Futures game with the top minor league prospects in all of baseball out there to kick off All-Star weekend in St. Louis. And what was it like when you heard that you had just been selected to represent the Washington Nationals organization?
Well, I was very surprised, but at the same time, I was very excited. I didn't know that I'd been selected, and Chris Murrow had actually told me while we were at lunch that day. And, it was very surprising, but I was very happy.
Now, talk about your first time stepping onto the field at Busch Stadium. What was that experience like for you?
It was cool. It was, to see a field like that, to be in the atmosphere like that, and stadium's so big, you're not really expecting that, and it's really cool just to step foot on there and experience that.
Were there a lot of nerves before the first pitch for you or for anybody else in the locker room there?
No, I don't think so. I thought I was going to be more nervous than what I was, but I was pretty calm. I think everybody seemed pretty calm. It was just a game, just going out there to have fun and no pressure. Just go out there and do what you're supposed to.
You had all the build-up with the game and the whole pageantry of it all. And you finally get to the first pitch, you go out to the top of the first inning, then you have a four-hour rain delay after the top of the first. How did the guys kill time in the locker room during that four-hour rain delay?
For the most part, we just sat around. They had big leather couches in there, and we just kind of lounged around. We had to get some food in our system. They had some food for us. But we watched some baseball game, and we were watching the weather, see what was going to happen.
Was it tough to kind of sit there after you had started to get ready for the game and everything, just sit there and really just kind of cool off and then come back and start playing, arguably one of the biggest games of your guys' lives afterwards?
Yeah, I mean, it was somewhat tough. You had to sit there and wait, and that was kind of tough. But for the most part, it wasn't that bad.
All right, you had four at-bats in the game. Did you try to take the same approach at the plays you normally would, or were you a bit kind of in awe of the situation you were in?
I tried to take the same approach, that bats, I struck out a couple times, and I was looking for a different pitch. I'd worked both counts to full counts, and they surprised me with some pitches, but I'll get used to it.
And talk about the caliber of some of the pitchers you saw in that game.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the pitchers, they were throwing pretty hard. A lot of them, low to mid-90s or above that. The world team was throwing a lot of off speed. Felt like our team was, it felt like they were really trying to showcase their fastballs, and a lot of our guys were, and they were throwing really well. The world team threw really well too. They worked more with off speed, it seemed like.
All right, your manager for that team was none other than Ozzie Smith, the Wizard of Oz, the Hall of Fame shortstop for the St. Louis Cardinals. And were you really in his ear the whole time, kind of learning every little piece of information he can impart on you?
I tried to. I couldn't too much. He was really busy. He had a lot of interviews that he had to do. But, I was fortunate enough to get out there and take ground balls with him during batting practice. And then he actually took infield and outfield with us. It was pretty cool. He was a really good guy, and, he taught us a couple things.
Any defensive advice that he gave you to play the shortstop position?
He didn't really give too much advice. He just said, all the guys that were out there, the infielder, just said, you guys look good. You guys just got to do what you have to do and just have fun.
So we're not going to see the Danny Espinosa backflip being busted out at Pfitzner Stadium this season when you go take your position out at short?
Nah, I don't think so.
All right, the Carolina League was really well represented at the All-Star or the Futures game with a bunch of guys you had played against so far this season all across the U.S. roster. Was it different seeing guys like Pedro Alvarez and Brian Mattis and Jason Hayward as teammates rather than rivals?
Well, I had played with Alvarez and Mattis before, so they've been teammates of mine. Hayward, yeah, it was a little different, but they're all good guys. All the guys that were on the team were good guys, and it was really easy to get along with them, and I had a great time meeting all of them.
All right, Dan and I on the broadcast have had a lot of fun getting to know the Espinosa clan from all the way from Alaska down to Arizona to California, and how was it being able to share that experience with the Espinosas at the All-Star Futures game in St. Louis?
It was a lot of fun, to see my family up there. It was awesome. They got to experience, something that I get to do every day, and to see what it's like. And you can tell them as much as you want about it and try to explain what it's like, but until they're there and they see what it's like, they don't really understand. I'm glad that they were there to see everything.
All right, finally, what, if anything, can you bring back to the Potomac Nationals from your experience there in St. Louis?
Just to have fun. This is a game. Sometimes we press too much, and I know myself, I've pressed a lot this year. Struggling, and trying to make adjustments, and I start pressing, and I learned a lot of, I learned a couple things about my hitting as well up there, and I think I'm gonna be able to translate that here, and it should be able to help the team win.
All right, thanks, Danny. PNAT shortstop Danny Espinosa, send it back to you in the press box, Dan.